Viral hockey coach still opposes anthem protests as sports world prepares to take a knee. By Kevin Chola on June 14, 2020. Elton John gave us the hit song I'm Still Standing. Another John is taking those words to heart in these most turbulent of times. John Krupinski has been a police officer for over 30 years. He is currently a sergeant with the Danbury Police Department in Connecticut. While Sergeant Krupinski is known for being a hero officer in his hometown, you may remember him for his patriotic stance on our national anthem. Along with his career in law enforcement, Krupinski is also an assistant coach for the Danbury Hat Tricks, a professional team in the Federal Prospects Hockey League. Last year, Krupinski gave his squad a talk about our flag and our national anthem. His remarks were caught on camera and the heartfelt speech went viral. "We're not women's soccer, we're not the NFL," Krupinski told his club. "If there's anybody here that's gonna be disrespectful to either the American or the Canadian national anthem, grab your gear and get the FCK out now, 'cause you will never see the ice in this arena." The team listened. There were no protests. Fast forward to today. After the horrible killing of George Floyd in Minnesota, many athletes and coaches are speaking out in favor of protesting during our national anthem. Some have even changed their minds on the subject. As for Krupinski, he is not budging. "I do not change my stance one bit," Krupinski told Breitbart Sports. "As someone who has worked three protests this week, I have said from day one that I stand and support people's right to protest. I never at any time said my players couldn't protest. However, when the national anthem is being played, I expect them to act appropriately and show respect for the flag and anthem, or grab their gear." Krupinski has noticed the disrespect for the flag and anthem coming from major sports leagues like NASCAR and the NFL this week. He finds it disheartening. "Sadly, most sports have caved in and said do what you want," Krupinski said. "I am not that guy. If you're getting paid, acting respectful isn't too much to ask." Meantime, while police officers are getting a bad rap across the country from Hollywood, liberal politicians, and high-paid OSA woke athletes, Krupinski knows the overwhelming majority of law enforcement members are great people and true public servants. "As far as the protests, it amazes me that nobody is talking about the thousands upon thousands of black males and females whom officers have saved from medical calls to accidents, shootings, and attempted suicides," said Krupinski. "I have never heard a cop ask what color someone is when they are sent to a call. But, it's a crazy world right now, so it is what it is." In other words, despite what the media tell you, police are doing a good job overall. "A small percentage of police have used excessive force, and they should be dealt with accordingly. Studies show that while some officers have gone too far in their handling of people, there is no evidence of widespread racial bias. Derek Chauvin's actions toward Floyd were an extreme case, and virtually everyone, Krupinski included, believes the disgraced Minneapolis officer should be punished swiftly and seriously." Krupinski wants bad cops off the streets and he wants good cops to get their due. As far as the anthem, while so many are jumping ship, Krupinski is steadfast. He believes protesting is a precious right and players may exercise that right whenever they see fit, but not on the clock while our flag is being presented and honored. As far as most police officers being heroes, Krupinski may be onto something. After all, it takes one to know one. Sergeant Krupinski has received more than a dozen commendations throughout his career, including a life-saving award for the rescue of a swimmer that had a heart attack while competing in a triathlon. Imagine where that man would be today if the police were defunded. Just like the hat tricks, others may want to listen up. When it comes to the flag and to our nation's police officers, Krupinski packs a heck of a lot more clout than the Kyle Shanahans and Pete Carrolls of the world. Follow Kevin Chola on Twitter @KevinChola.